This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The 15 people have been killed, 60 wounded Saturday when a suicide bomber tried entering a polling station in northern Kabul. Eight people are dead, with a policeman who stopped the attacker at the first security checkpoint just before he set off explosives, according to a deputy spokesman. Saturday's parliamentary elections were reportedly marred by sporadic attacks throughout the day, along with reports of long lines and millions of people casting ballots. The Taliban had issued repeated warnings of attacks on polling stations and all election-related activity. The threats, however, were not enough to keep many registered voters at home. VOA teams across the country reported seeing high turnout, judging by the number of voters at various polling places. The chairman of the Independent Election Commission of Afghanistan said more than 2 million Afghans had voted in 27 provinces by 2 p.m. local time. The highest turnout, 638,000 votes, was in Kabul. Reports from five other provinces were not yet available and promised further details later on Saturday. Saudi Arabia has now admitted that Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi died in Istanbul, in the consulate there. The kingdom claims it was the result of a fight that broke out, which has now resulted in the arrest of more than a dozen people, 18 to be exact. The presidents of Honduras and Guatemala meeting this Saturday to implement a strategy to return a caravan of thousands of migrants to Honduras after U.S. President Trump warned the convoy must be stopped before it reaches the U.S. A standoff between the migrants and Mexican police continued as they settled on a bridge separating Guatemala and Mexico.